Good morning. Thank you. How's everybody today? All right. Who among you are less than 5 years old? Who's 5 years old or less? You wish. All of you guys. Okay. So, yeah. Tobechi. Okay. So trying to figure out what story to share with you guys this morning, I found one that I shared back in 2013, before all of you guys were born. You want to hear it? Or you want to just go back to your seats? This is a democracy. What do you all want to do? Okay. All right, we're going to talk about the story then. All right. Who knows what it means to have courage?
To encourage somebody, like, to say, keep on going.
Amen. That's right. And to have courage also means to be brave, right? Who do you know in the Bible was really brave?
David.
David, which is still my answer.
Jesus. Who else?
Huh?
Who in the Bible was brave? Anybody?
Daniel.
Okay. Today, we're actually going to talk a little bit about Daniel. And if I talk fast, it's because I'm trying to watch my minutes. I tend to run my mouth a little bit. Slow me down if I need to. Also, if you see me walking and it looks like I have a limp, it's not a limp, it's just my cool walk. And that's what I'm going to tell my doctor because I'm not giving up my pizza. Okay, here we go. Let's talk about Daniel. Daniel was very brave. Daniel was also very obedient to God. Yes? Oh, we're going to teach you this morning a new story then. Because Daniel was very obedient to God. So here we go. Oh, so who's telling the story, me or you? Okay, so Daniel was so good and so obedient to God that even the king, who was a heathen, liked him. He liked him so much that he promoted him and made him the boss over some other people. And guess what? The lazy people didn't like that. The lazy people were jealous. Do you know any lazy people? You guys with me? Yes? No? Okay, so you know some lazy people. Don't say mom and dad. Don't say that. So, some of the folks, they didn't like Daniel being the king's favorite, trying to figure out a way to trick the king into taking Daniel out of the picture. So, one of his friends, one of the courtiers, we'll call him, went to the king to try to convince him to do something. And here's what he did. Oh, great king, live forever. You are so fly. You are the bomb. Wait, can I say bomb? We're not in an airport. We're okay. You are the bomb. You are the coolest king ever. You know what, king? People should be praying to you. Yeah. Why don't you make a law that for the next 30 days, everybody has to pray only to you? And you know what the king said? Joe, you are a cool guy. I appreciate that. I think I will pass that law. Bring me my fancy ring. Let me stamp it. And it became a law. For the next 30 days, the only person you can pray to is the king. You can't pray to your idols. You can't pray to God. You know why he did that? Because every single day, Daniel would open his windows, go outside on the porch, and pray to God. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't ashamed. He was very brave, right? So this guy, Jojo, knew that's how he was going to get him. And it worked. Because the next morning, Daniel had to make a decision. Do I pray to the king or do I pray to God? Do I pray to my king or do I pray to Jehovah? Who do you think Daniel decided to pray to?
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. It was a tough choice. And I'll tell you something now rather than at the end of the story. One of these days, we're all going to have to make a similar choice. Do you know that? Yeah. But Daniel was not afraid. You know what the consequences of disobeying this law was? What?
He would get eaten by lions.
He would get thrown in the lion's den. Are you guys scared of lions? Scared of sharks. Okay. Nobody's scared of lions. How about this lion? Does this one scare you? No? How about this guy? Does this lion scare you? What about this one? Yeah, I know. I got you, didn't I? How about trying to run from a lion? Can you imagine me with my gotta stop eating pizza, hurt leg, trying to run from that lion? Like, it wouldn't be a pretty sight. What is that noise? Whoa. What was that? That is what a lion sounds like. Whoa. Okay, we might need to move on. That was a little bit scary. Let's just go with this guy. Okay. So they threw Daniel in the lion's den. And you know what? You know what the king was doing? The king was feeling bad because he really liked Daniel. He knew Daniel had a good heart. But he couldn't do anything about it. He made a law. So there was Daniel in a den full of big, hungry lions like Mufasa. And it wasn't a good thing at all, right? But what do you think happened next?
An angel came and shut up the lions.
Exactly. God sent an angel and shut the lions' mouths. Not one lion bit him. Not one lion scratched him. God's angel protected him because he was brave and obedient to God. Yes? Are you guys brave?
Yes.
Are you guys obedient to God?
Yes.
You guys are obedient to God?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's right. So the moral of the story is this. You're going to be faced with decisions, and you have to make choices, and they're not always easy. But if you always follow Jesus, you cannot lose. Okay? What God told us in the Bible is in Deuteronomy 31:8, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. All right. Let's see if we can get Dylan to have our closing prayer for us.
Dear Jesus, please bless with this children's story that Mr. Marcus just told us. And help everyone love Jesus more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. You guys can go back to your seats.